This is Dale Connolly reporting, a news program not to be believed. Earlier in our show, we were interrupted in the middle of a report from Bud Buck in a farmer's field near Grover's Mill, New Jersey, where a metallic cylinder of unknown origin had captured the attention of the world's press. Bud is back on the line now, live from New Jersey. Bud?
Grover's Mill, New Jersey, with Dr. Wilfred Stee, the professor of Bob Psychology at Pendrine College. We're cut off earlier just as the top popped off the giant cylinder here in the farmer's field, and we discovered the awful truth.
What awful truth, Bud?
It's just too horrible to describe, Dale, and I shudder to think what it means for ourselves and the future of our civilization and our planet, even.
But what? What?
Dr. Steed?
The cylinder, Dale, was nothing more than a promotional gimmick for a brewery.
There were swimsuit bottles inside, Dale. They emerged from the cylinder. They handed out free samples of Millennium Malt to the world's thunderstruck media. He answered a few questions, posed for photos. I have a few for you. And then, well, they left.
We were duped. The whole thing was a sham from start to finish.
I must say I'm embarrassed that in our highly technological and cynical age, we got so excited over this stunt.
So let me get this straight. This was presented as a news event, but none of it was true?
A lie from start to finish. Totally preposterous.
And people can get away with that?
There's no law to prevent it, I'm afraid.
They played us like so many violins, Dale.
But what concerns me is the feeling that we actually have been, well, taken over, if you will, in our zeal to get on top of things. We sometimes rush to conclusions that are the most alarming and provocative simply because the worst fruits of our imagination demand the most attention.
We have taken the time to think after this would have happened. And now, a cleansing rain has begun to fall here at the Grover's Mill site. As all around me, reporters and technicians from the world's media slowly gather their equipment and prepare to go home. Dimly aware that they have been present, and in fact have been key participants, in the dawn of a new era. They have sounded a false alarm, and now must consider their damaged credibility as they ask themselves, how could we allow ourselves to be used? Be sorting through this one for days and weeks and months, and yes, even years to come. Professor?
Well said, Bud. I've nothing to add.
But Bud and Professor, I should share some of the responsibility here.
Well, they did get the free sample to bring back to you in the studio, Dale. All the media were well supplied with product for the editors and hosts back at the headquarters.
Well, like all those other editors and hosts, I was sure we were onto a major story here.
It was a total deceit for integrity today.
Perhaps we should just lick our wounds and not give the beer industry another moment of free publicity.
I agree.
Well, let's pop the top on our free samples of Millennium Malt and drink to a more savvy, less gullible future, eh?
Here, here, Professor. This is Dr. Wilfred Steed, Professor of Bob Psychology at Pendrine College. This is Bud Buck in Grover's Mill, New Jersey.
Say, that's not half bad, eh?
A distinctly nutty flavor, I think, but smooth.